News Talk 1620 WTAW Thursday marks the annual Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, sponsored by the Bryan College Station Junior League. And visiting with the chair of this year's Stuff the Bus campaign, Leslie Kutzenberger.
This year is our third annual Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, held at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point Market. It's a project that Junior League has had for 11 years in going, and this is our third year of actually doing this supply drive.
Why is the Junior League interested in this sort of campaign?
Well, each year there's several students that attend our Bryan and College Station school districts, and they do not have the supplies needed in order to start the year off right. You know, they all show up and they won't have pencils or paper, scissors, crayons, so we want to make it easier for the students to start the school year off successfully. Each year it is growing substantially. Our volunteer basis with the school districts and even parents and even children keep coming out year after year to help those students that aren't as fortunate.
Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts a little bit. Again, I believe it's Thursday that this is taking place. If you can give me specific times, and again, I know you've given the locations once, but let's give those locations again.
Sure. It's at the Brazos Center in Bryan, Texas, as well as a satellite drop-off location at the HEB at Tower Point Market, which is South College Station, from 6:30 in the morning till 6:30 in the evening. And we've made it easier for the community as well. If they go to any of our HEB locations, we have prepackaged bags at each register. So when you're checking out tomorrow or the next day, the day of the drive, you can easily pick up one of these bags at the registers and drop them off there or bring them out to any of the supply drive locations.
I've also noticed that the Junior League on its website allows people to make a monetary contribution.
Yes, we have PayPal on our website at www.jlbcs.org, where it's easy. You can just click on there, and it's a safe site where you can make monetary donations if you're unable to come to the drive.
With the actual contributions and with the monetary donations, and how does the Junior League get all this distributed?
It is a long process. We have a great relationship with the school districts who give us the numbers by school district and by grade as far as what the needs are. And we purchase those products from local businesses, and we actually go out and receive these products as a team and sort each item by school and by grade for each school.
In fact, let me emphasize what you just said at the outset there, that you go to local businesses, because I think that's a nice little tip of that hat to the local business community that you are doing business with them.
Yes, we have made purchases with Wilton's Office Works through Walmart and as well as our HEBs.
Just keeping the local money local.
Yes, sir. One extra thing that we have done to make it easier this year is if you go to our website, again, www.jlbcs.org, you can see a list of community businesses that have yellow Stuff the Bus boxes within their business that you can also donate supplies there. So just another avenue if you can't make it to the drive, if you don't want to go online, just another way to give back to our community.
Has that been a growing part of the campaign, having other businesses participate?
Oh, yes. Last year we had 60 boxes out in local businesses, and this year we have over 110 boxes out. It has grown substantially.
Almost no excuse then. You can't say that, well, I can't make it on Thursday. It sounds like you can make it any time before Thursday.
Exactly. And another avenue at any of our HEBs, another way you can do it is we have tear pads at each register, $1, $3, and $5 tab, where you hand that tab to your checker, and that money, HEB sends a check directly back to our Bryan College Station Junior League Stuff the Bus project.
And everything that's collected just gets turned around and
it comes straight back here.
Yep, and then the purchases are directly made from those contributions then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else that I've missed?
We'll have plenty of entertainment. We got a bunch of dance groups, cheerleaders, football teams, teachers, you name it. We've got all kinds of entertainment and food. It's just a fun atmosphere. Get everyone excited about school that's coming up in a few weeks and help us help the community and make sure every student has their much-needed supplies.
And this will be at both locations then?
Yes, Brazos Center and HB Tower Point Market from 6:30 in the morning till 6:30 in the evening.
Thanks again to Leslie Kutzenberger for her help in letting you know about Stuff the Bus. Again, the actual event collection day is Thursday, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center and the AGB Tower Point location. Before then, there are multiple other sites to drop off items, and you can go to the Junior League's website, jlbcs.org, and make a monetary contribution through their PayPal account. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.